Jenny Fennessy and Dylan Kennedy are back in the studio again. It's a while since you were here, and indeed, of course, they're part of the, they are the Red and Blue Theatre Company there. And as I said there, if you remember a while ago there, I think it was about maybe, what, 6-7 months ago, Love Song. Remember Love Song? Jenny and Dylan, you're very, very welcome back to the programme, and thanks for talking to me again.
Oh, thanks for having us, Noel.
Yeah, great to see you back in again. Great to see you back in again. Tell us a first start. How long was it ago since Love Song was on?
Love Song was in 2019, back in the pre-pandemic year.
Was it 2019? Oh, yeah. Jeepers. Yeah. Here was I thinking about 6 months ago.
Well, we did the second show we did was The Flags. That was last summer.
Yeah.
But Love Song was the first one we did.
That was the first one,
yeah,
wasn't it?
With Sean Ahern from Dungorney and Mary Flavin Culver from Inch. Yeah.
Oh,
and
sure,
we had
yeah.
such great success with that show. We sold out. We had standing ovations every night. Sean and Mary both won Best Supporting Actors in the Waterford News and Star Green Room Awards.
Yes.
We had a mighty run of it. A waiting list of people trying to see the show at the
Go
end.
Away.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
And then last June we did The Flags with Sean and Hearn again.
That's right, The Flags,
And that was excellent too. We were in Cork and then we went to Waterford. And that won Best Play of the Year in the Waterford News and Star Green Awards, and we won Best Set and Best Supporting Actress. So we had great
Which
success.
Which was you, Jenny.
We've had mighty success, and thanks to all the people who listened and came along, so we really appreciate your support.
Good. Listen, that's what we're here for. So you've been busy being slow, I suppose. No, naturally, of course, you know, the pandemic, the couple of years, the 2 years, I suppose, of the pandemic, everybody was thrown out.
Yeah, they were.
Everybody was thrown out, but you came back with a bang.
Well, we tried anyway.
You came back
we gave
with
it
a
our
bang.
Best shot.
Yeah, it was so tricky around that time to know when will we put on a play, will everything go back, and do you know all that carry on? Like,
and everybody was the same. Little theatre company here were the same. There was so many groups up and down the country. They were exactly the same.
Yeah, it was a nervy time. And then, you know, making sure, because we didn't have enough funding for like having understudies for everyone, you know, we all had to make sure we weren't socialising loads whilst we were rehearsing, because otherwise
of
the show wouldn't have happened and we'd have been really stuck.
But thank God it all worked out.
It did. And I think we're in the clear now, lads.
you're saying again, just take us back a little bit, I suppose, to The Flags. Putting on a production like The Flags, I would imagine it's a huge ordeal.
It was funny because when we, you know, came in last year about it, there were things that we couldn't talk about because it would have given away parts of the play. But like, Jenny was buried up to her neck in sand. There were things like, and a seagull dropped from the sky within the first 2 minutes of the play, you know, and we had to get a taxidermist fella to make us this special seagull. There were so many intricate bits of the play.
That's the thing, like you know, people go to production and they see it, like yourself now, and they say, oh yeah, that's brilliant. But very few people realise the amount of, getting the taxidermist to make a scene.
Absolutely.
And that's only one prop.
I know, it's unbelievable. At the moment now, the play we're doing now, my mother is from Inch. And
she
loves antiques, which is very convenient for us because this play is kind of set in like a kind of a parlour, like a sitting room. Well, honestly, Noel, we are after taking so much stuff from my
house.
Mother.
Is raided.
The mat, if she won't have any visitors anyway, because we've taken the mat, we've taken the lamp, we've taken the sideboard, we've taken
cutlery, plates.
So you could build Mrs. Fennessy's parlour.
Yeah, honestly.
Mrs. Fennessy's parlour. This is what it looks like.
And my Aunt Celia, Mary and Celia, the two of them, they're after giving us so much of the set. It looks fantastic. They have a great eye. So, it looks wonderful. But only for like all the support we get, it's amazing, like all the help.
And this play is great crack in that it's a play set in real time, and I mean that is in the sense that it's a date which has starters, mains and a dessert.
Right.
So we're eating live on stage, the food comes out hot, we've got to eat it and say our lines, keep the dialogue going and have room to put it all away as well, of course.
That's amazing, like you're actually performing the thing in real life on stage.
You have to figure out when's not a good time to eat, or when if you have enough breath in the time. Well, Dylan's saying two sentences, well, I better eat there.
That you don't get stuck in a cup.
Well, hopefully that won't happen.
The character I play comes in hungry. He has soup, but he does the classic mistake of going for the bread repeatedly, you know.
Well, listen, we all I don't know, if we're forever at a wedding or any function, things all of that, like, you know, and there's usually a big delay.
Yeah.
And the bread rolls are put on the table.
This is it,
right? And everybody scoffs the bread rolls, right? And then about 10 minutes, quarter hour later, the soup comes on. You see, that's classic, like, isn't it?
No, yeah, so, yeah, so we've got to find a way to get it all down the hatch without feeling a bit.
Yeah.
But the actual play itself, it's billed as, what's the worst first date you ever had?
That's it. So it's about this couple, Lily and Tom, and they're in their 30s and they're having this date. And they don't know each other very well. So there's good humour in the kind of awkwardness and the kind of getting to know each other kind of thing.
The shyness of it.
And they both start...
The grub here. And you'd be trying to make up questions. Or you'd be trying to make up conversation. Nice place here.
Yeah, exactly.
The soup is nice.
That's pretty much the play, you know. Have you read it?
No. Been there, done that, worn the T-shirt.
Yeah. I think people will identify with it.
Sure.
And the kind of awkwardness of that. But then they start off like on their best footing. Like they just want to give the best impression of themselves.
Of course, yeah.
But after time, like as time goes on.
The cracks start to show themselves.
The shutters go down. The real characters are exposed.
That's exactly it. That's what happens.
Mm. So anyway, it does end up the worst date you could ever imagine. Like what happens towards the second half of the play? It is, it's good crack, but it's shocking.
Yeah, it's because it's billed as a dark comedy.
Mm. Mm.
A dark comedy. It's called Taboo, incidentally, directed by Shane Dempsey, and it's at the Cork Arts Theatre. November the 21st, which is next Tuesday, to Saturday, November the 25th at 8 p.m. And then it's at the Palace Theatre for Moy as well. And of course, as I said, it's following out sold out runs of The Love Song, The Flags, Red, you know, and it's your own Red and Blue Theatre Company. You know, there's great credit due to you because, like, a lot of organisations and committees that would put on a play, you know, there'd be about maybe 10 or 12. And you know yourself, if there's a committee involved or something like that, or a big group involved, so-and-so won't agree with so-and-so, and there's generally a row and this, we're going to... But, like, yourselves, you're well-gelled, isn't it, like?
We have good, like, complementary skill sets. Dylan has a great eye for, like, directing in detail, and we work well together. I think all my weaknesses, Dylan has them as strengths, so, like, we are a good balance for each other.
And we're really enjoying it. Like, this year has been interesting in that we've both had a few acting jobs, but they haven't been at home, so we've been away from each other for a long period, and now we're in each other's pockets for...
Yes.
This, but it's lovely. It's actually, we're really enjoying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we are. It's lovely to work together. And Noel, that's why we set up the company, because we worked as actors in London for a long time.
That's what I was getting on to that. Tell me about your careers in London.
Well, we had good careers there, didn't we?
Mm. Ah, we had lovely jobs. Yeah. Jenny worked in Stratford-upon-Avon with the RSC, and she worked at the National Theatre.
And Dylan played Hansel in Hansel and Gretel at the National, and he played Romeo in Romeo and Juliet, and Puck in Midsummer Night's Dream, and loads of lovely
of course girls. Shakespeare, I suppose Stratford, that's Shakespeare country, isn't it?
It's so beautiful there. Oh my god, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And such a deep, rich heritage of Shakespeare there. It was fantastic. But when we moved home, Noel, nobody knew us here. No casting directors or directors, nobody knew our work, so we were kind of at a disadvantage, weren't we, really? Mm. Like, well, look, and we met doing a play in 2008 in Kilkenny, but we hadn't worked together since then.
Was it the first date? Is this production Taboo a mirror of your first date?
Well, funny enough, the writer...
Funny enough!
The writer was in that show with us when we first met back in 2008.
Oh,
yeah, John Morton was acting with us in that play.
Yeah.
Our first date was going to bingo, Noel. We went to bingo in Kilkenny.
Oh, romance blossoms with the calling of numbers.
I hit the jackpot that night.
Yeah, I like it. Nice line, I think.
I'll be in the good books now for a while after that.
Exactly.
For a while.
Look at all the brownie points that you've achieved in the last couple of minutes.
But, you said that I'm well, thank you.
But yeah, so then we decided, look, people don't know us or our work, so we can't wait for the phone to ring. Why don't we find a play that we love?
Mm-hmm.
And then we love Mary and Sean. They're such amazing actors. So we said,
why
don't we do it with
amazing,
them?
Amazing.
Ah, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. You couldn't get better than. So, and then, yeah, that's, but it's lovely to work together again. Like, it's great to be in a rehearsal room. We're working flat out. We were in a rehearsal last night till 10:30, Noel, trying trying to get it all done. But look, we're getting there, and we have great support from our families, and so that makes all the difference.
And as I said, that people see the end production and they think there's two or three people up on stage just enjoying themselves. But the amount of work, the amount of lines, the amount of things that you have to learn off. And again, I often ask the question, I'm sure I've asked you this before, Jenny, that when you get up on stage there, when you're looking down at a full house there and the lights are on you there, like, there's a little couple of butterflies in the stomach there before you start, isn't there?
There absolutely is. And with this one,
and the first thing you're wondering is this going to go? Is it going to be a flop? Is it going to go well?
You never know,
and you can never. There's no two audiences the same. No.
That's exactly it. And with this one, Noel, because it's so funny, we have to be careful that we don't laugh. Like we had some people in watching the Roy yesterday, and they were laughing like mad. And you have to be so careful that you just don't get caught up in that. You almost have to completely ignore that, because this play is very funny. Like there's a lot of hilarious lines in there, and I think we'll just have to.
And if you laugh, you could ruin the thing.
You could ruin the effect of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a new challenge.
Saying to Jen, like, we have to be deadly serious. Yeah. Like, it's great fun, but we have to
be
tuned into it. Yeah.
But it's exciting. It's exciting, Noel.
It is.
Today's our last day of rehearsal, and we actually just collected the van. John C. Flood and Eddie Fitzgerald down in Nissan Dungarvan are sponsoring the van so that we can bring the set all from where we're rehearsing it to the theatre tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then we move into the theatre tomorrow. We add the sounds and the lights on Monday, and then Tuesday night's our first show. So
brilliant.
It's very exciting.
And the set was, like, you know, very kindly given to us or loaned to us by the group in Tallow, the Brideview.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah,
so we have had, like, incredible support. It is just the two of us for the most part, but the support around us, we couldn't do it without that.
Not at all.
Yes. And the actual play, is it just two on stage for the play?
Just two.
Two on stage.
Well, for the first six pages, it's just one. It's all Jenny.
Now, can I put you in the spot, the two of you? Right? And you're wondering, now, what in the name of God is he going to come up with next? Can you give us a short couple of lines? Just a short couple of lines. Now, folks, I want you to picture the scene. It's their first date, right? Yeah. And they're sitting down and they're waiting, and there's a kind of an awkward silence, and off you go.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Lily.
Welcome to my humble abode.
Oh, thanks. You look lovely.
Oh, thank you, Tom. That's very nice of you to say.
Sorry, I'm a little early. I timed the walk the other day when I dropped a few bits over, and I had it at 12 minutes from the shop to your front door, but I should have realised that was during the school run. And sure, there's going to be more traffic out in the road during the school run, especially when it's lashing. And actually, when you don't have all the waiting for the traffic to do, it's really only about 8 minutes from the shop to your front door.
Wipe your feet.
Sorry?
Sorry, I mean, could you wipe your feet there? Just there in the mat.
Oh yeah, no bother. These flowers are for you.
Oh, thank you, Tom. Lilies, I wasn't expecting lilies.
Ah, well, it is your name.
Oh, how thoughtful. Just wait there a second, Tom.
And I got you this bottle of wine too. You don't have to drink it all at once. Will I put it on the table?
No, you're grand. Just give your feet another wipe there, Tom.
And that would be typical, I suppose, of a first date. And what comes across is you portray the nervousness.
That's the first thing.
I know you're old handed and you're old pros at now, but you portray the nervous. And we'd be all the same. We'd be stuttering and, as you say, wipe your feet. The first thing would come to your mind.
Yeah, that's
of the nervousness, you know?
That's it.
So that's the beginning of it, and then it progresses from there.
Yeah. Super, absolutely super. It's called Taboo, and again, as I said, it's all taking place at the Cork Arts Centre and at the Palace Theatre for Moy as well.
That's it, yeah.
And it's the first time we've done the show in the county.
That you've travelled, is it?
We've always been in the city, but Cork County Arts Office gave us some funding to bring it out into the county.
Brilliant.
So we're delighted to be able to you know, to do bring, that. Bring it into the county and for the first time.
And hopefully we'll be able to go to other county venues as well. We'd love to come to you all.
Yeah, the Mallard Centre, yeah. Actually, because as I said there earlier on, you've stated the art, sound and lighting there, the whole aspect. Yeah. So, you know, it'll be marvellous to see you in yours.
Yeah, that'd be great. This is our first time in the county now, so this experience will hopefully go really well. Yeah.
And well, I would imagine for my, actually, you're up along for my, I suppose you could say, the edge of the Golden Vale, that area there, mm-hmm. and it's steeped in tradition of, we'll say, stage and that kind of thing, and dramatics and that kind of thing. You've Conony down the road and Ballinoe and all these places. Like, yeah. So there is a great following for theatrical productions up there. So I would imagine you'd do very, very well in Fermoy.
Fingers crossed. Anyway.
Fingers crossed and toes and everything's crossed, you know. Yeah. Again, as I said there, it's super to have you in. And again, as I said, it's all taking place there in the Cork Arts Centre. Don't forget, Tuesday the 21st of November. Tickets only costing €15 and €12 concessions, I presume. Are the tickets available on the door, or do they have to be booked, or what's the story?
The last shows we've done have sold out, so I'd say it might be best to book online. But there may be some on the door, but I wouldn't rely on it. Do you know, if you're driving the whole way to Cork, you don't want to be disappointed.
How would you, what online? Is it Eventbrite or what?
It's at the Cork Arts Theatre website.
So if you go into the Cork Arts Centre there,
the Cork
Arts Theatre website, you can book online. That's absolutely great altogether. Looking forward, a big question, looking forward, after this show, have you anything planned?
Read 200 plays to find this one, Noel. We read so many plays trying to find the right two-hander for us. So it takes time. So I think it'd be another 6 months of reading before we could know what the
before
next plan
you know,
is.
Yeah. Yeah. But it should be something along the same lines.
We do have kind of little pokers in the fire, but nothing is solidified, so I'd be nervous to say this is a definite or that's a definite, but we definitely will be back next year, and more than just the two of us.
I
think that's the plan anyway.
You actually would be expanding, you know?
Well, we'll have more in the cast anyway, won't we, and hopefully we'll go to more venues than we have this time, but it's exciting, but it takes time when there's only the two of us.
It takes
time to find the right plays and to put all the jigsaw pieces together.
Yeah, and of course, a huge disadvantage when you're travelling, when you're out of one show, when you're travelling from venue to venue, you've a whole lot of props and everything else to bring with you. You've so much.
You really do. Yeah, with this play, we didn't think we'd need as much. My dad's great with a cattle box. He'd be bringing all the set around. He's fantastic.
That's the job. Yeah.
So we're really lucky to have such great support. But it's a team effort. Yeah, we're lucky to have great people around us.
And
people like you to interview us, Noel. We really appreciate that.
Text us in. Congratulations to Jenny congratulations to Jenny Fennessy and Dylan there. Looking forward to the show.
Thanks so much. That's lovely.
Text Justin here, and also again, thanks for that. Just goes to show that there is a couple, I suppose, one or two listening out there as well. But again, just to reiterate again, you two of you actually set up the Red and Blue Theatre Company in 2018. And again, it's really taken off here, hasn't it?
It really has. We just had the first show down in Waterford, we had three nights of Love Song down in Waterford, and we just didn't know how the audience would react. And I'll never forget that first, when we finished, we went out to bow and everyone stood up and everyone just absolutely loved it. And we were so moved ourselves, weren't we?
Of course, it's very moving experience. To get a crowd to actually stand up, they show their appreciation.
Yeah, and to get people even to come to the show, considering we were totally unknown, nobody knew us or the play. Well, they knew Sean and Mary, obviously.
Yes.
Nobody knew us. And to just get, we sold, the whole theatre was full. It sold out for three nights, and then we brought it to Cork and that sold out for 10 nights. So like, we brought it to Dublin. We had a huge, brilliant success there as well. So like, it's the hardest work, Noel, we've ever done, but it is the most rewarding. I have to say, it's the most fulfilling, working together and like seeing the audience respond so well, and just, I don't know, making good work as good as we possibly can and sharing that with people, and then for them to enjoy it, that's incredible. It's brilliant. Really hard, but really rewarding.
Yeah, and it's onwards and upwards. The gaiety next stop, I suppose. Yeah, exactly.
I say we're a few roads away from that.
That's right. At the rate you're going. Again, folks, it's called Taboo, and it's all about a couple on their very, very first date there, folks. And you've heard a little a small little snippet of it there, folks, on it. But it's called A Black Comedy, and again, we have to say it's written by John Morton, I think. John Morton actually wrote the play originally, didn't he?
John's great. John, yeah. And he actually performed the part that I'm playing in the first production of it, and he's coming to see it on opening night, so no pressure on me. No.
Oh my goodness. And it had to be the first night, like.
Yeah, I know. But John's great. He wrote, he's written for RTE recently enough. He wrote a series called Dead Still, which was screened on RTE and also in Canada. He won an award for it, actually, and he's busy writing and acting. He's a great guy, great head. So, look, it'll be nerve-wracking to have him there, but it'll be brilliant to have him there too. Yeah.
Absolutely. Lads, can I wish you the very, very best?
Thank you so much.
As I thought they said, break a leg, is
break
it?
A leg.
Don't break a leg, folks, because I'm sure. Yes. But again, as it's fabulous, and we're certainly looking forward to seeing it. And hopefully, in time to come, so we might see one or two productions in the Mall Arts Centre here.
Fingers crossed.
It'd be absolutely
great.
Absolutely great, you know. Absolutely great. So, lads, thanks very much for coming in
and chatting to me.
And indeed, it's called, as I said, Taboo. It's billed as a dark comedy by John Morton, directed by Shane Dempsey, featuring Dylan Kennedy and Jenny Fennessy. And it's asked a question: what's the worst first date you've ever had? We can all identify with that, folks. We can all, as we said, we can all identify it. Cork Arts Centre, Tuesday the 21st of November to Saturday the 25th of November at 8 p.m. and at the Palace Theatre for Moy, folks. If you miss it in Cork, you can get it in for Moy there Thursday the 7th of December and Friday the 8th of December at 8 p.m. I didn't ask you, I know the Cork Arts Theatre have their website. Palace Theatre for Moy?
It's on willwego.com.
Willwego.com.
Yeah. And you can get tickets at the theatre as well. They're open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day.
Exactly. Yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Palace Theatre for Moy, Thursday, 7th of December, and Friday, the 8th of December at 8 p.m. You might let us know how it went.
Of course we will.
Because we're always very, very anxious. Now, because, as I said, we do a lot of these, and it's great to get the feedback to see. And we got great feedback from the last production that you were on there, actually. So, fair play to you.
Thanks a million, Noel. Thanks so much.
Right, lads, listen, thanks for coming in. Indeed, it's great to see you. And as I said, the very, very best of luck to you. And indeed, we'll have the notice here and we'll keep on plugging it until the production advice.